Could you tell me about the name of the utensil that you used to fry food in?
Well, we use a skillet with the three legs and had a lid. We bake or fry or anything. Put the coals on top and coals under it. It's very good for baking potatoes.
Well, is that where the sweet potatoes were baked, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you... Okay. It seems as though, because you couldn't control the temperature, it might have taken a lot longer to cook.
You soon learn about how long it takes, and you test it, take your lid off and test it.
Well, I know, for example, that my mother thinks in terms of she's got to start worrying about supper about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I don't think about, well, in the first place, I don't get home from school till late in the afternoon, but it seems no problem to me to whip up supper in 30 or 40 minutes, where she worries about it from lunchtime till supper time, and I suppose that comes partly from having cooked where it took longer to prepare than you, because you had more problem with it. Okay, if the fine skillet had legs on it, would it have a different name from one that was flat on the bottom?
I guess one on flat would be called an oven.
And so is that where a Dutch oven comes from then?
I guess so.
Okay, what about the big pot that you talked about washing the clothes in? What did you call that?
Wash pot.
Yeah, okay. And how about a container that you put flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. Did people always have some kind of container that they wanted to put flowers and so forth in?
I guess.
I mean, before maybe there were pretty vases that maybe they'd use some other kind of container of. Well, like, what did you use for glass? Do you remember? How long have glasses been around a long time? Drinking glasses?
As long as I can remember, they have.
You did have glasses. How about, let's see, what else was glass? Okay, did people have flower gardens? Like, did your mother have a flower garden?
Yeah, didn't have time for that. She had a lot of pot flowers, but. You know, last years.
Would it be?
I never did have much because I had too many mouths to feed to grow flowers.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Then, and when people did start to grow flowers, would they maybe bring them in from the woods or something?
Oh yes, we used to get honeysuckle and dogwood and rhododendron and different flowers from the woods and make bouquets and. Put them in a whitewash fireplace.
Yeah, you were talking yesterday about the sweeping, your yard sweeping on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any effort to bring plants in out of the woods and so forth and put them around the house? So did you want it all cleared out around the house?
Well, we had cleared most of it. We didn't have shrubbery like they have now.
Yeah. How about trees and so forth? Did you want trees close to the house, or did they usually cut them down around the house?
Well, yes, I had quite a few trees. I guess a lot of people had flowers, but I'm just speaking for myself. We didn't have time to work with flowers. Had to work in the field and make something to eat.
Well, that would come first, wouldn't it? Okay. What do you call the cloth that you use to dry the dishes after you wash them?
Drying cloth.
Okay, and I didn't ask you about that yesterday. When you, in earlier days, when you washed the dishes, did you heat the water, I guess, over the fire or the wood stove or whatever, and then wash the dishes in there? And did you have any kind of sink or anything, or was it done on a table or what?
No, we used dishpans on the table.
How about...